Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I can't wait for you to get these three music CDs by Eddie James. Now, Eddie, when you were a young man, God opened your eyes and you started seeing angels. Tell me about one particular angel you saw often.
This was so amazing for me. I, between the age of 16 and about 18 years old, I would go to different places. My father, perhaps, would take me to a restaurant. I'd see this man there, or I'd be at this this park, or I'll be at a gas station. I could be at various different things. There was a man. He was an angel showing up as a man. He had this kind of like a flannel-like shirt on. He was a white gentleman, kind of a white beard. Looked like he was in his maybe mid-50s. That's kind of he would. Late 40s, mid 50s, and he would just appear, and no one else seemed to notice him. No one else seemed to see him, but he would come. And I remember one moment specifically. Sid, I was at a Chinese restaurant, and he just come up to me and he just blessed me. He just began to pray over me, and I can't really articulate everything that he said. I just know in that moment he was imparting into me and blessing me. And it's from my days, about 16 to 18 years old, this angel would just show up over and over again.
Eddie, you go into schools and with young people, and you talk about angels. Do many of them then see angels?
I've had so many testimonies of while we're leading worship, while we're sharing, especially among the children. The angels that God would show them, they would draw pictures. They would give me drawings of just the various things that God is showing them. Angels in many different forms, where it's angelic, where it's lights that are appearing, where they're in form of lights, or they have their facial expressions, what they're doing in the room, how they're flying in different places, or if they're standing over a person or praying. I've got drawings after drawings of children who bring that up to me. It's very interesting to me that as we would share testimonies, and many times I haven't even shared about my angelic experience, but the children would see them. It's beautiful.
Now, tell me one picture that comes to mind that someone saw and they painted.
The most recent one, I was just in Cleveland, Tennessee at a conference there with Perry Stone. And this young girl, I was really headed, we had just done this conference, and I was headed to the back, and she had to catch me. She ran to me, and she gave me this picture. This is one of the first images that came to my mind when we started talking about this. This has been maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. She brings me this picture, and she sees rain coming down from the sky, and these angels, she has drawn them, flying through the sky as rain is coming down. And this is what she saw while I was leading worship. She saw the outpour of the Holy Spirit and angels soaring through that outpouring while I was leading worship. And she drew it and she gave it to me.
Well, how appropriate for a song called from this three CDs we're making available, Let It Rain.
Let it rain. heaven, Lord Jesus. Let it rain, Lord. Pour out your spirit on all flesh, Jesus. Open the floodgates. Heaven, we need rain. Let it rain, oh Lord. Open the floodgates. Till we're never the same. Oh, open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain, Jesus. Let it rain, Lord. Open the floodgates. Heaven over America. Let it rain, let it flood, open the floodgates, remove everything with the rain of your presence, Jesus, remove everything that's in the way, remove everything that's in the way of awakening. Coming, let it rain. Rain on us, Jesus. Hey, yeah. We need the rain in our churches, in our youth groups, in our worship teams, in our choirs, on our deacons, on our ushers, on our pastors. Jesus, let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, oh Lord, let it rain. Until our sons and our daughters prophesy, let it rain. Until young men see visions and old men dream dreams, let it rain. Oh, Jesus, let it rain. Oh, Lord, the church need rain. Church need rain, oh Lord. Let it rain, Jesus. Open the floodgates, heaven. Let it rain. Shut up, Bononin. Humbrandel, a little bugle, shake, ba 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 ba. Hey, Jesus, let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain, Jesus, until people quit looking at the watches on Sunday morning. Let it rain. Let it rain until signs and wonders is normal in our churches again, Jesus.
Eddie, You told me these angels are assigned to you to do such things as miracles. Tell me one that comes to mind.
I'll tell you this. We were in Suriname, South America. And there was a woman, while I'm leading worship, while we are worshiping the Lord, and God is pouring out his spirit. And by the way, the kids there were seeing angels as well. This is why this really ministers to me. That while we're leading worship, Sunday morning was a very specific moment. There's a lady there who sent in this testimony to the people who brought us in, where she had heart failure. She had lung, one lung wasn't working. And during the service, God completely heals her heart. God completely heals her lungs. She's breathing in a way she has never been able to breathe before. She's running. She begins to scream. Now, I remember the scream. She said, I begin to scream because I felt this heat come over my chest and over my stomach, and God was healing me. And she's gone to the doctor. They've already verified. We don't know what happened, but this woman is completely healed. And it was just during the worship, doing God, just while we're worshiping God, and the presence of God is moving, this woman, the Lord divinely heals her body.
Just out of curiosity, did a lot of other neat things happen on this recent trip?
I don't know that we have the space and the time to tell all the testimonies of what God did in Suriname. Just the outpour of God. Everything from restoration of in pastors' hearts who were broken to miracles of people who were struggling. For example, I remember there's one individual who had a problem in their legs walking, and God healed their legs, and they were able to dance for Jesus and to just glorify God when they had trouble in their legs. I had just various different people sharing of different healings in their throughout their bodies.
You know, we're out of time right now, but I'm going to tell you his new albums, Shift and Yearn. On Yearn, he just sits at the piano and worships God. You can hear him crying. You can hear him praising God in tongues. I said to Eddie one time, I want to get in on your worship between you and God. And that's what he did. So I want to get into your hands immediately these three CDs called Shift and Yearn, available for a gift of $40. And I'm going to tell you something. What goes on at his meetings will start going on in your home. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.